Having shown the great problems that come from not believing in the resurrection, he continues the conversation and says, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead." He constantly adds, "from the dead," to silence the heretics. "The first fruits of those who slept. But if they're first fruits, then they too must certainly rise again." If he were talking about the resurrection from sins, and no one is without sin, for even Paul says, "I know nothing against myself, yet I'm not hereby justified," how can there be any who will rise again according to you? Can't you see that he was talking about bodies? And to make it worthy of belief, he consistently brings up Christ who rose again in the flesh.